Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly ruled deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower. Friday related verses. Matthew 13:3. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. 1 Corinthians 3:7-9. So then neither is he who plants anything nor he who waters, but God who causes the growth. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding word of God. 1 John 3:9. Everyone who has been begotten of God does not practice sin, because his seed abides in him. And he cannot sin, because he has been begotten of God. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Related reading. The Gospel of Matthew begins with the Son of David and ends with the Triune God. In between, we have the sower. The Lord Jesus clearly considered himself a sower. In teaching the truth and in preaching the gospel, he was a sower. And his life was a life of sowing. As the sower, the Lord Jesus was the distributor of the divine life. The sower is the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus, and the seed sown is also the Lord himself as the embodiment of the Triune God. God has sown himself as the seed of life into us. Christ is the seed signified by the word, and we, the chosen ones of God, are the soil. Therefore, Christ as the Word is the seed of life sown into us as the soil. Christ came to earth not only to be with us, but also to be sown into our being. Through incarnation, he became the seed of life, and in his ministry, he sowed the seed into others. This means that he sowed himself as the embodiment of the Triune God into his believers. As the sower, Christ has sown himself as the seed of life into our hearts so that he may live in us, grow in us, and be expressed from within us. Just as the seed of life is planted into the earth, is mingled with the element of the earth, and grows together with the earth to produce the plant, Christ has sown himself as the seed of life into us as the earth, and both he and we grow together. He as the life seed has a certain kind of element, and we as the growing earth also have a certain kind of element, and the two mingle together and grow together to be one plant. This is the body of Christ constituted with the divine life mingled with humanity. The body of Christ in reality is a plant, growing out of Christ as a life seed into the human heart as the growing earth. We need to see the vision of Christ, the sower, sowing himself as a seed of life into human beings. This vision is the very heart of the Lord's recovery, for it is related to the desire of the Lord's heart. He desires to come into us, his chosen people, to be our life in the way of mingling, in order to make himself our element and to make us his expression. Christ, the embodiment and expression of the Triune God, has sown himself into our being. Christ is the seed, and we are the soil with the nutrients for the growth of the seed. Christ in resurrection, Christ as a life-giving spirit, has sown himself into us, not simply to stay in us, but to grow in us. The growth of Christ in us equals the building. The Christ who has sown himself into us is now doing a particular work in us, the work of making his home in our inner being, in our hearts. This is building, and it is carried out through the mingling of divinity with humanity. Such a building is mentioned in John 14:23. If anyone loves me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. This abode is not only for the triune God, but it is also for us. Hence, it is a mutual abode. Christ builds the church not merely by saving sinners and making them believers and members of himself, but by building himself into them. God is working himself in Christ into us to make a house. This house will be both God's house and our house, a mutual abode. Eventually, the triune God and redeemed humanity will be mingled, blended, and built up to be one entity. And this entity will be the New Jerusalem. Our need today is for God to carry out his building work within us.